This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I was in New York City for a few days. I love New York City and Long Island. I mean, you know, there's the city, then, you know, you also got Brooklyn, the Bronx, and you have, you know, upstate. And so I go to New York a lot, but I'm always in different parts. And this time I was in Manhattan, Midtown, Harlem, and two separate parts of Manhattan, and then I was also in Long Island. And I love the geography of New York. It's a very, very easy geography to know and memorize. Everybody gets so confused and they get so intimidated because it's big city. I mean, you know, when we were growing up, you had the city and the country. And so New York was considered the city of all cities. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, which I think is one of the most fabulous cities. But it's still not as big a city, obviously, as New York. So New York is city. All right? And so, you know, I'm very, very comfortable with the geography. I pretty much know how to get uptown and downtown and, you know, around town. Unfortunately, all right, in all the years I've been traveling to New York, my naivety caught up with me when it came to cabs. And the prices you're supposed to pay with cabs. Now, I was there in New York for a couple reasons. One is, I'm now a faculty at Touro University, so I went to the New York campus of Touro College, medical school, osteopathic school, to check things out and, you know, to talk to the dean and, you know, let everybody know I was there. You know, hey, Dr. Dahlia's here. They're like, who? No. They were really, really nice. So it was great to meet everyone at Touro College and to see, you know, the school very similar to what we do at in Nevada. Approaches to teaching the students very similar, so it was great. So I was in Harlem and Midtown because they have a couple offices there, and then I was also there for the Talkers Magazine convention. Michael Harrison does an annual Talkers Magazine convention, and it was great because I got to, you know, be on the stage with Brian Kilmeade from Fox News and from Fox and Friends of the Morning. And oh, he's a cutie. Ah, he's so sweet. I did not flirt with him. You know what? I kept my cool because here's the thing. Okay, Sean Hannity I flirt with because I started flirting with him before I became to the degree of a journalist that I now have become. Okay? But now that I'm at this level of journalism, which I've elevated thanks to you all, you can't just go and flirt with every journalist out there. So, yes, I ran into Sean Hannity again for the seventh or eighth year in a row. And, of course, I kind of kept it on a down low because, again, I don't look the way I did. Much easier to flirt with them when I was in my 30s than now in my 40s. But I was able to get a quick cuddle in, was able to get a quick picture. Sean Hannity, absolute sweetheart, and one of his producers, Eric Stinger. So it was really, really wonderful to see them. Hugh Hewitt was there. Many of you obviously know him from his show and him moderating many of the Republican presidential primary debates. So he was great. He knew who I was, which is great because I was like, oh, my God, see? Yeah, I'm such a fan. He's like, Dahlia, please. Alan Combs was there. Joe Piscopo. Joe Piscopo, very dapper. You guys all remember Joe Piscopo. Yeah, he's in radio, TV, everything. So really good, you know, really good. And then, of course, my boss was there, Ted Anderson. And so, you know, whenever you go to these conventions, these magazine conventions, okay, you know, it's important that you behave yourself. Everybody thinks, all right, well, we're going to go to conventions so you could drink a lot, then you could act silly. No. you can't do that because your boss is around. And I was actually sitting behind my boss. I didn't realize I was sitting behind him until I look up and I see the back of, you know, Ted Anderson, very nice haircut that he has and very clean ears. And I'm looking at his ear going, oh, that ear could sure use a wet willy. And I didn't know what to do. I couldn't contain myself. So I text Tom. I said, Tom, man, what do I do? There's an ear. And he's like, well, do it. I can't. I don't have the guts. So I almost gave my big boss a wet willy. Anyway, so I was in town for Talkers Magazine Conference. It was great. Had a great time. Hopefully I entertained a lot of people over there vocally. And so it was good. But what wasn't good was the money I spent. And I spent a lot of money. And, I mean, the flight was, was expensive, obviously, the rooms, to stay in New York, a couple hundred a night. But I wasn't anticipating the prices for cabs. Now, if you live in New York, you're smart enough to use the subway or you take the train. Okay? That's what you do. But, you see, I had Dr. Dahlia baggage. I carry a lot of baggage with me. And, literally, I had a suitcase as well. And so this suitcase was so big because I had my pillow and I had my blankie and I didn't know what I was going to wear because I didn't know how bloated I was going to be. So I brought like 7 different outfits for a 3-day trip. And but I forgot to pack the Spanx. Go figure. So I couldn't wear 4 of the outfits. Actually, I couldn't wear any of the outfits appropriately if you really ask anybody. So here I am. I got boots and makeup and blankets and pillows all in a big suitcase. So I figured, okay, well, you know, no big deal. I can't obviously be schlepping this, you know, on the subway. So I'll just hail a cab. The cabs wouldn't stop for me. I'm standing out there on the middle of 7th Avenue. Because now what you do is when you want a cab, you just start walking into the street. Okay, you're supposed to be safe on the sidewalk, but nobody can see you because of the parked cars. So here I am dragging my suitcase and my baggage, okay, and my big tush in the middle of 7th Avenue. So I'm sitting there waiting for someone to pick me up. Cab's just driving right by me. Just right by me. Okay, and no, because there was another pretty lady. There's another pretty lady standing there. She was a cab. Nobody picked her up either. And I realized it was probably because I had a suitcase. I probably thought I was going to the airport. When I wasn't going to the airport, I was just going to go to another hotel in Long Island for the Talkers Convention. So I finally get a cab to stop. And I get into the cab, and I go, well, I need to go to Long Island. So he talks to his boss in a foreign language, and he comes back and he says, $200. I go, $200? Are you kidding me? It's supposed to be 20 bucks up down. What, I mean, you know, mind you, that's still a lot of money. But I got out of the cab. So I got back out of the cab, so I'm running around the middle of the street. Luckily, there was a car service that took me, but my credit card is maxed. My husband's mad, and everybody's like, doofus, take the train. So that's what you guys need to do when you go to New York. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, while we were out of town, while I was out of town, you all might have been in town. We heard the grave news of Egypt Air flight MS-804 crashing with 56 passengers and 10 crew on board. We believe that all passengers are feared dead. I believe a submarine is right now moving over there to assess the damage and to assess the crash site. And we're getting more information as information comes in, and we're going to try to get this to you as soon as we can. In one of the latest reports, okay, well, one of the original reports was it was feared that it was a terrorist attack, that it was a bomb that unfortunately caused the plane to immediately lose air control or radio control and then, of course, control in the air. And then I believe the next day we were hearing, well, there was smoke in the lavatory, and so it led to a chain of events that unfortunately caused the plane to crash into the ocean. Now we're being told that they are suggesting a quote-unquote internal explosion that tore through the right side of the aircraft. And investigators right now are trying to determine whether the A320 was brought down by terrorism or was it a technical fault. So right now they're looking at, because there have been some evidence of a series of warnings indicating smoke had filled the cabin shortly before it disappeared from radar. Now, French authorities have confirmed that smoke detectors did go off aboard the flight a few minutes before it crashed, but they said it was not sure what caused the smoke or the fire. Now, you know, there's an expert that had, Daily Mail had written an article on why do planes crash, and this expert explains five of the most common reasons for airline disasters, and only 1 in 10 are actually caused by terrorism. And, you know, the majority of the cases are other reasons, obviously. Pilot error, equipment failure, but bad weather and sabotage, not as common. So this was an article written for The Conversation. It's called The Conversation, being reported by Daily Mail. And Simon Ashley Bennett, director of the Civil Safety and Security Unit at the University of Leicester, says that while a terror attack is being claimed as the most likely cause, sabotage is only responsible for 1 in 10 airline crashes. Now, my husband's a pilot, and I never had an issue with his ability, because he's a very, very good student. He's very, very smart when it comes to this. He could scuba dive. He could fly planes. He's a chiropractor, and he could be married to me. So, I mean, this man, he knows how to overcome odds. You know, no man has ever been able to take on being married to me. And for the fact that my husband could do it, he is one of the gutsiest men alive. Well, very gutsy. I hated him flying, not because of his ability, but I was so worried about, is the mechanic going to do a good job? What if somebody is going to be halfway, you know, on some of the intricacies of the plane? You know, it's one of those things where I almost wish my husband could be as good a plane mechanic as he is a pilot. Because you could be a great pilot, but somebody messes with your plane, you know, you could be done for. But they say the number one cause of, you know, issues with plane crashes is pilot error. They go, aircraft has become more reliable, and the proportion of crashes caused by pilot error has increased and now stands at around 50%. These aircraft are very complex, so obviously they need a lot of management. And they say pilots actively engage with the aircraft at every stage of flight. There are numerous opportunities then for, unfortunately, things to go wrong. Failing to program the flight management computer, the FMC, correctly to miscalculating the required fuel uplift, etc. And, you know, the pilot, remember, okay, should not be, there's been a lot of talk about us having our trains, our passenger trains, or our passenger planes automated. So we get rid of human error or humans being distracted or humans decide to take a plane and crash into the mountain. Right, as we unfortunately have had very tragic examples of. But your pilot is your last line of defense if something goes catastrophically wrong. I mean, look at Captain Sully, okay? Where when back in January 2009, the Airbus A30 hit a flock of geese over New York City. He had no power. He had to weigh his options, and so using his extensive flying experience and knowledge of the plane's handling qualities, etc., he decided to land it in the Hudson. And the 150 passengers that were on that plane didn't survive because of computers or because of air traffic control. They survived because of Captain Sully. So, there's and the co-pilot. So we're not very I'm not very excited about, you know, replacing any pilots, which is a subject that keeps coming up. The next common cause of planes crashing are mechanical failure. They say equipment failures still account for about 20% of aircraft losses, despite improvements in design and manufacturing quality. Engines now are more reliable today than they were half a century ago, but unfortunately there could still be some catastrophic failures, they say. In 1989, a disintegrating fan blade caused the left hand or the number one engine of a Belfast-bound British Midland Boeing to lose power. Instrumentation could be an issue as well if they're hard to read. Again, you need a pilot knowing exactly, you know, what to do. They need to know which engine is losing power. In this particular case, the confused pilots shut off when they misread which engine was losing power. They shut off the number two engine, the right-hand engine. With no power, this aircraft crashed and killed 47 and injured many, including the captain and the first officer. And then more recently, a Qantas A380 carrying 458 passengers, a crew, suffered an uncontained engine failure over Indonesia. And luckily with the pilots, the aircraft landed safely. So, you know, back in the 1950s, they had high-flying pressurized jet aircraft that had, unfortunately, metal fatigue. And that would be, I guess, from the pressurization cycle. I don't know much about planes. Some of you guys may understand that. And so there were many high-profile disasters caused by this, and that led to the withdrawal of that model, new changes, etc. But many of you think weather would bring a plane down. Bad weather, they say, accounts for 10% of aircraft losses. They say there's a lot of electronic aids like gyroscope compasses and satellite navigation and weather data uplinks. You know, aircraft still, you know, they have to deal with storms and electrical currents, electricity, fog, etc. In December 2005, Southwest Airlines Flight 1248 was flying from Baltimore, Washington International to Chicago Midway, and they attempted to land in a snowstorm. And they skidded off the runway, crashed into a line of cars, toddler was killed. And then there was the Buffalo crash. Wasn't there the crash with bad weather? I don't remember how many years ago this was, where unfortunately a plane was flying Buffalo, dead of the storm, and unfortunately crashed. So, you know, weather could be obviously a huge issue, but not as common as obviously pilot error. Then sabotage. 10% of aircraft losses are caused by sabotage. Okay? The risk posed by sabotage is a lot less than people think, but there have been, unfortunately, attacks. September 1970 hijacking of three passenger jet aircraft in Jordan was a moment where they, you know, and then the, what was that with the possible, Pablo Escobar and the possible link to, well, that would also be under terrorism. That would be, you know, well, yeah, sabotage, where a bomb goes off on the plane and downs it. And then other forms of human error. So it could be mistakes made by air traffic controllers, right? Dispatchers, loaders, fuelers, maintenance engineers. Sometimes, you know, they're working long hours and et cetera. They said back in 1990, a windscreen blowout on a British Airways flight nearly cost the life of an aircraft's captain. A windscreen blowout. Can you imagine? They say almost all the windscreen's 90 securing bolts were of smaller than specified diameter. You know? So the maintenance engineer was responsible for fitting the new windscreen that was blamed, and unfortunately, the engineer, they said, wasn't sleeping well and did the windscreen replacement work during the period where his body clock wanted him to sleep, so hence issues happened. So I we'll know more as the days ensue, the days progress and the investigation progresses on what happened with this, but it scares us. You know, I mean, you know, we want to know that when our loved ones get into an airplane that they're going to make it. So we'll keep you guys posted. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to email us at drdahlia.com. We got some of your emails we're going to also try to get to today. We got so much news that we got to get right to it. A very interesting report has come out saying Prince appears to have been dead for at least 6 hours before his body was found. This is according to Minneapolis Star Tribune. And the pop icon Prince passed away, was this April 21st, was it? At the age of only 57. And responding paramedics told law officials and staffers at Prince's home that the legendary musician appeared to be dead for at least 6 hours when he was found unresponsive in an elevator at his Paisley Park estate, according to a report. An undisclosed source told the newspaper that Prince received IV fluids at a local Minnesota hospital the day before he died, though it's unclear what he was being treated for. Now, that's very interesting because we were told that Prince was unfortunately hospitalized 6 days prior, because of a possible drug overdose and given opioid overdose and given Narcan or Naloxone, and he felt so good that he did not want to stay in the hospital. He wanted to leave, and that was 6 days prior. Now, when they're saying that he was actually in the hospital the day before, you know, a big concern that I have is, why wasn't anybody watching him? That, you know, this made no sense. I mean, he was in the hospital 6 days before, now possibly a day before, who was watching him? Now, another thing that was very fascinating is his doctor, who I guess was treating him for his narcotic use, and I don't know if he was actually a rehab physician. His son was also a health practitioner. I don't know if he was a nurse practitioner. I know he wasn't a physician, but he was a practitioner in some health field. And he had been sent out to be with Prince, allegedly, a day or two before. So he was at the house, and we were told he was the one that called the paramedics. And when we look at the paramedic, the 911 account, it seemed like somebody was very confused. Didn't know the address, and you're like, well, if this was somebody in the healthcare field, they would have been on top of it. Got a 57-year-old male, unresponsive, unable to acquire vitals. We're at this location in Paisley Park, anybody in the health, even if it's somebody that you know, even if you're still able to give a report, your health training is, you couldn't see the health training in him. And this was somebody that supposedly was supposed to be there to keep an eye on him. And then we're being told that Prince was unfortunately dead for at least 6 hours. So, they say the cause of death right now has not been released for the singer, who died on April 21st at the age of 57. Results from his autopsy was performed the day after his death, but the toxicology tests are currently pending. You know, many of you, many of you have asked, okay, the toxicology, when you go to the ER, you get the toxicology reports right away. You know if somebody was on meth, opioids, etc. There's a difference between the type of testing. You know, when you go to the ER, we could get your drug testing, immediately, probably within, 20, 30 minutes. Okay, so we could know what is in your system. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the cause of death. Okay, somebody could have narcotic, that type of testing, it tells you, okay, well, there's Xanax in the blood, maybe there's diet pills, maybe there's pain pills, depending on, depending on what somebody could be taking. So you can't use that data when you're looking at a person who died. A lot of people take pain medicine. That doesn't mean that's why they're dead, unfortunately, the next day. Now, 6 days before he died, they say Prince's plane was forced to make an emergency landing in Illinois. He was taken to the hospital receiving naloxone, that reports are saying now. And let me see if we have any other information on that. But, it confuses me because if we're not, the reason why we talk about a case like this, okay, I want Prince to have privacy, okay? If he did overdose, I really don't want us remembering Prince in that way. We want to remember him, of all his, successes, okay? We don't want to remember him for any mistakes he might have made. But, unfortunately, we want to learn from this. And, when you see somebody who, you would think has the money for any amount of medical care and could have the best possible nutrition ever and the best possible environment for health, and you see them die, you want to know why. All right, and you want to know what it was. I guess they were talking about Percocet might have been what he originally overdosed on. Reports that, you know, he had back pain and a variety of different things, and so if it was an overdose, they believe it was a prescribed medication as opposed to an illegal, illicit drug or means of getting that medication. So if you have an icon such as this who unfortunately passed away from prescription overdose, this again highlights the need and brings back into the conversation that, you know, we have a huge problem where people are unfortunately dropping dead. But, you know, I look at this as even a bigger problem. How do you have somebody unwatched for 6 hours in an elevator? I mean, you know, what was everybody else doing? You know, what we don't talk about a lot in the media is how many people that die at parties, like, for example, you'll hear of these, fraternity boys, and there's another study saying the drinking hasn't cut back. I mean, the drinking is still continuing when it comes to fraternities. But, you know, you hear these reports that, you know, somebody drowned in his own vomit. Okay, they got so passed out that they slid down the wall and were slumped over. Then they have a reflex where they drink so much that their body wants to vomit out the alcohol. It's a defense mechanism. When you throw up from drinking so much, that is your defense mechanism. Your body knows that what's in your body is toxic. It could sense it, and it tries to vomit it up. I mean, that's what's so brilliant about our bodies. Yet, if you pass out from the alcohol, and the part of the body that is causing the reflexive vomiting doesn't know that, you are now unconscious while you vomit. And where does that vomit go? Up from the feeding tube, rather than expelling out the mouth, because you are not bent over a toilet bowl, you are now slumped over in an odd position because you passed out or you're lying down on your back. The vomit goes up and it falls back into the lungs. And so people will unfortunately die basically from drowning. Air doesn't get in because you have throw up in the lungs. Now, what kills me is if somebody next to you would have seen this, okay, they could have called for help. And unfortunately, in these parties, everybody's getting messed up. Everybody's getting wasted. Everybody's passing out. So when somebody, you know, drowns in a pool at a party, being under the influence of whether it was alcohol or drugs or something like this happens, you know, if everybody else around you is getting high or getting wasted or you're, you know, you just got out of the hospital, but everybody around you is partying and nobody is of sound mind to watch you, that puts you in a very dangerous predicament. And so it's a shame because when you look at something like this, this is a death that probably could have been prevented. And as a doctor, this is something I look at, okay? What could be prevented? You know, how do we prevent death, okay? I mean, death is going to happen, all right? But my job as a doctor is to try to prevent the preventable ones, okay? I mean, if we could teach people safety so they don't get hit by a bus, so they don't walk out and get hit by a bus, we try to teach them that. Okay, if we try to teach parents, look, don't let your kids go near the pool, make sure you have a fence up, make sure you're watching them, those are preventable. Those are not inevitable deaths. Okay, if we could say to quit smoking so you don't get cancer, that's a preventable death. But I would say very, very strongly to please, for the love of the Lord, make sure that even if somebody is hosting a party and everybody wants to get wasted or whatever, make sure you have somebody designated to keep an eye on everybody that could contact the police, that knows the address and knows some sort of life-saving CPR. Because, you know, too many times this happens and people either die alone or they die among other people who are wasted. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember a couple weeks ago, The Biggest Loser, the show, made headlines as many of the contestants said they gained their weight back. And they gained their weight back so viciously that they weighed even more than they did when they were on The Biggest Loser. And reports that came out talked about how the metabolism slowed. And that was one problem with very, very heavy dieting, where you diet so much and so drastically that your metabolism goes, wait a second, okay, something's wrong, my environment is different, we need to hold on to body stores, let's just slow this down. And such that when the show was over, many of these contestants start to go back to their regular life. No. They could not burn off the food. They could not keep up the amount of exercise, etc. Well, we have a new, very scathing report from, is her name Leslie Donahue? Leslie Donahue was a contestant on The Biggest Loser, and she said that they were drugged to lose the weight. Now, from what I understand, she survived Hurricane Katrina. And then she went on The Biggest Loser, and she claims it was the biggest nightmare, and it's with me to this day. Now, she, numerous quote-unquote Biggest Loser contestants reached out to the Post to dispute the findings of regaining massive amounts of weight, so there were many contestants that still did fine. Good for them, okay? But according to Ms. Donahue, she reached out saying the show encouraged contestants to take street drugs while starving themselves and to lie about how much weight they were really losing. Now, 2 weeks ago, this study, that's a federally funded study conducted by Dr. Kevin Hall of the National Institutes of Health, said changing metabolic rates, hormone levels, and genetic predispositions explain the post-show weight gain. But what some former contestants are telling the Post, okay, and this isn't just Leslie Donahue, I believe these are other contestants as well, is saying that illicit drugs were provided to the contestants, and they submitted them to quote-unquote questionable medical exam by the show's resident doctor, Rob Huizenga, Dr. H, I guess. Now, Dr. Huizenga collaborated with Dr. Hall on the NIH study. They said people... Not him, but season two, Suzanne Mendonca said people were passing out in Dr. H's office at the final weigh-in. On my season, 5 people had to be rushed to the hospital. He knew exactly what we were doing and never tried to stop it. I guess many contestants return with grave medical issues they've never suffered before. And according to one source, she says the show is quote-unquote corrupt. Now, this source confirms that the show's trainer, Bob Harper, and one of his assistants had supplied contestants with Adderall, as well as Yellow Jackets. And Yellow Jackets are, I guess, pills that contain ephedra. And ephedra is a very dangerous ingredient that had to be banned from over-the-counter sales to promote weight loss and quote-unquote boost energy. The FDA banned that back in 2004. So according to Joelle Gwynn of 2008's quote-unquote couple season, she says, Bob Harper was my trainer. He goes away and his assistant comes in. He's got this brown paper bag that's bundled up. He says, take this drug. It'll really help you. It was yellow and black. I was like, what the blank is this? She said she took the pill once. She felt jittery and hyper. She said, I went and told the sports medicine guy. The next day, Dr. H gave us some lame explanation of why they got added to our regimen and that it was up to us to take them. She said, people chastised Bill Cosby for allegedly offering meds to women, unquote, but it's acceptable, quote, to do that to fat people and make them lose weight. I feel like we got raped, too. End quote, according to that one contestant. Now, Dr. H denied the claim in an email to the Post. He says nothing could be further from the truth. Contestants are told at the start of the show that there is zero tolerance for any weight loss drugs. Urine drug screens and the evaluation of serial weights are repeatedly used to flesh out possible illicit use. Now, Harper, Gwynn says, told her off camera to lie as much about how she was eating and losing. In keeping her daily log, Gwynn says Harper told her, lie and say you were following the directive of taking 1,500 calories, but I want you to do 800 calories or as little as you can. So they said people would take amphetamines, water pills, diuretics, throw up in the bathroom, according to season two's Mendonca. She said they would take their spin bikes into the steam room to work up a sweat. I vomited every single day. Bob Harper tells people to throw up. Good, you'll lose more calories, unquote. So, Dr. H told the Post that contestants rarely get to the point of dizziness and fainting. Furthermore, educate contestants on the proper calorie intake is essential to fat loss, both over the short and long term. Now, Harper, who was one of the trainers, did not return the Post request for comment. The NIH directed the Post to NBC, the network which has aired the show for 17 seasons. NBC also declined to comment. But the show's producers issued a statement to the Post. They said the safety and well-being of our contestants is and always has been paramount. We prohibit the use of any illegal substances in addition to the many other rules and procedures of the show that are designed to ensure safety. That show, according to another of... Okay, so then there... So there's some going back and forth, but let's talk about this, okay? There's, this is a very interesting article, so you might want to read the New York Post, because I can't do it justice in the short amount of time I have to talk to you about it. But, they said basically that they were manipulated and that there was a lot of falsities that were a part of the show's, I guess, goals and objectives. So, you're trying to get somebody to lose weight. You want to show that diet and exercise and a team approach does it. This show was very, very famous for that, and it gave a lot of people hope. If this is true, or they were drugging contestants, okay, this changes a lot. And, you know, many people had asked me, you know, years ago, look, you know, are they really losing the weight? Well, look, we know diet and exercise. The thing is it was very believable. And it still is. Again, this is just allegedly from, you know, some of the contestants. But, I mean, it's very believable that you work out excessively, you watch what you eat, you have a lot of moral support, you'll lose weight. Okay, that, I mean, it's very logical, and that's exactly what we tell you to do to lose weight. But when you see people bounce back immediately, a few things come to mind. Either A, they didn't lose the weight slow enough, which we know because, again, it was, you know, it was a contest, so they didn't lose the weight slow, so their body couldn't reacclimate. And then your body has to. Remember, everything's mathematics. Your body gets used to, if you're 180 pounds, your body's going to get used to you being 180 pounds. And you try to lose 10 pounds quickly in a week, your body's going to slow down the metabolism to you, you know, so you gain that back unless you overcome that. The other thought was, did they use diet pills? Okay, we know for a fact that many of you, when you go on diet pills and you stop the diet pills, you gain the weight and then some. Because, again, your metabolism slows. So that's always a thought. And then the logical course was, okay, they couldn't keep it up. They couldn't keep it up. They couldn't keep the exercise up. They couldn't keep the diet up. They weren't on TV. They weren't getting the attention, even though the show aired much later. But the fact that they were going to be TV stars, I mean, you know, that's a huge incentive. Okay, I can't tell you, you know, I was supposed to be on a major network for a show. Somebody gets fired high up. The multiple shows get canceled, and I received that news with a tub of ice cream. I was like, okay, well, to heck with this. I'm not going to, you know, diet for the next week. You know, because, again, you know, it's disappointing. So, yeah, people disappointed. They go, you know, so it made sense that they would gain the weight back. But if they were giving them Adderall for energy, now I can understand. I mean, you know, somebody dieting like that, if you've ever seen your spouse diet, they are grumpy. They are exhausted. And, you know, for this TV show, you need to perform. So how do you, you know, you don't want people looking sick and looking like they're starving and, look, you know, and your body goes through major changes. So, you know, it'll be very, very interesting to see what comes of this.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.